Okay, this is Graham on the pavilion floor at Demo Spring 2010, and we're nearing the end of the post-lunch session here, and I'm at the booth of Flip Top, who presented yesterday, and I'm with Doug Campbell-John.
How's it going?
And you're founder and CEO?
I'm the founder and CEO of Flip Top.
And when did the company get started?
So we incorporated in May of last year.
Okay, so fairly new.
Fairly new, and this is our launch. We launched it yesterday. We launched two products yesterday.
Yes, and I noted them. Well, so now have you bootstrapped the company, or is it done? Have you done a funding round yet?
So I've been writing all the checks. Fortunately, this is my third company, and I sold the first two.
So we haven't
needed to raise external funding yet, but we'll go out at some point in the future.
Yeah, well, that's great. Well, let's talk about the two products you introduced yesterday, FlipTop for Publishers and the Flip Top browser button. Let's cover the publisher side first, I guess.
Sure. So FlipTop is basically like a Google Alerts for your website. So you can put a subscribe button on your blog or website that when a user clicks that, they can subscribe to exactly the content they want to receive. They can choose when they receive it. It can be as soon as it happens or once a day or once a week. And they can choose how they want to receive it. So it can be email, RSS, or in the future, text message, Twitter, or Facebook.
So it's a better way to subscribe, right?
Exactly.
Is that the language you use?
Perfect.
Right. So you're trying to offer something that's maybe a little easier to use or less geeky than RSS, huh?
Yeah, I think RSS is a really great technology, and it's even become more real-time now, but 90%+ of the users out there have no idea what it is and have never clicked that button.
Ultimately,
like, if you see an email icon, it doesn't say SMTP. If you see a printer icon, it doesn't say LDP. Why do we have an icon that says RSS? It should say subscribe.
And so
that's what we think, that just as folks like Share This have collapsed all the ways you share into a single share button, we want to collapse all the ways you subscribe into a single subscribe button.
Yeah, it's a fascinating concept, and nobody else has really done this, right?
Nobody's done it. The only, basically the alternative is to build your own custom if you're a website today.
Right. So you're offering this up to all kinds of publishers, small to big, whatever?
Exactly. Open to anybody right now. If you go on to the fliptop.com site, you can click on the publisher tab. Just give us your information. Use the code DEMO. We're launching here at the conference to get an invitation to the product, and then you can just configure the widget for your site, and then you get the great set of analytics that tell you all the ways that people are subscribing to you, what they're filtering by, and what they're ultimately clicking on.
Wow, so there's a lot behind it. Yeah. So there's going to be a cost. What you're offering now is just sort of a beta, a free beta for, 30 days or something?
So right now we're probably run for the next few months, for probably maybe the next 3 months while we just listen to feedback. We're really interested in having publishers tell us, you know, how close or how far off we are. Yeah. We're already working with a few dozen. But it will eventually be priced just like an email marketing service. So it'll be free up to some level, maybe up to 500 subscribers, then starting at $10 a month beyond that, and tier up based on that. So just like email marketing services that people are used to today, they're probably paying tens or hundreds of dollars depending on whether they're a small or a medium-sized publisher.
Sure. So can bloggers put this on their blog?
Absolutely.
Can you custom size the widget?
Right now the widget is kind of as is. But you get to customize what goes in it. And then we also have one-click install buttons for WordPress.org, Typepad, and Blogger.
Bingo. I'll put it on my Typepad
blog. There you go.
Okay, cool. So so that's the product for publishers. Let's talk about the product for consumers, the browser button.
So the browser button is the exact same subscribe functionality, but you can get it on any site as a consumer that you go to. So you just take a button on the fliptop.com page, drag that button into your browser, and there will be a link that shows up. And then anytime you're on a site, so if you go to TechSurf blog and you say, I want to go subscribe to all of the posts about X, Y, and Z, you can type in the filtered keywords, choose how and when you want to receive it, and we take care of the rest.
Oh, that's beautiful. I had to go through that kind of a process on my Typepad blog, where I wanted to come up with an RSS feed for just the post where I did a podcast.
Yep.
So only the post that had an MP3 file in it.
Sure.
And Typepad couldn't give me a way to do that.
Right.
But they did tell me about some site called Feed Something, where I could go Feed Filter. Feed
not
Something, where I could go create one of those, and I did, and it seems to work, but okay. I'm not really sure. I mean, whenever I get into RSS, it's like,
yeah,
you know, I mean, it'll drive you crazy, you know. But this sounds really great. I think, so back to the browser button, does it work with all browsers?
It works with all browsers, all modern browsers, and we're not IE6 and before, but, you know, Chrome, yeah. Firefox, yeah. IE, right. et cetera,
Mac,
across Mac
yep.
and PC.
Yep.
Yep.
Beautiful. So, and how are you going to spread the word to get consumers to use it? Are you using social media, or what are you doing?
Well, we're just starting. Definitely social media will help. I think one of the things that becomes interesting as well is when you start to create interesting keywords or combinations of stuff, and we start to deliver the results, we're going to package that up into a widget form that you can go put on a site, so you can say, here's the stream for, if you're a car nut, let's say, here's the stream of all the news about Audi, you know,
yeah.
let me go put that widget on my blog. Also, yeah. when you have that subscription, we want to have ways for you to share that, so you can tell your friends, hey,
yeah.
if you want to know all, you know about sure. Audi news as soon as it happens,
sure.
click on this link.
Sure.
So I think there's a bunch of those elements that'll come to be. And we're also talking to a number of the companies that are adding toolbars
yeah.
into the browser,
okay.
you know, whether it's Meebo or there's a number of them that do it, as well as
sure.
Having plugins for the browsers.
Yeah.
So that'll be another way we get distribution.
Yeah, so you'll have a lot of partners.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that's fascinating, Doug. Thanks for taking the time, and people should just go to fliptop.com and check it out, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, best of luck to you in 2010, and good to meet you.
Very nice to meet you. Thank you very
much. Okay,
bye-bye.